control of the airwaves, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's FreeTalkLive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, go back to Cody in Maine, who is asking us a series of questions, I guess, to help him out with a little report that he's doing, a research paper project for his senior year in high school there in Maine. Apparently, it's a requirement that you do a research paper, and you're doing yours on radio.
Yes.
And you've got a personal stake in this story, Cody, or this paper, because you're someone who aspires to be in radio. You have your own podcast, and you're asking us questions about the business and how to get involved. And Wayne, Cody mentioned something that you didn't really have a chance to jump on last hour, and now you've got more time, so I'd like you to bring that up, and let's find out what he had in mind when he mentioned being famous. Because, Cody, you said you wanted to be famous, right?
It's one of my dreams, that and to have really nice sideburns.
Well, the sideburns are pretty attainable. I wanted to address that. Because
not for me.
Yeah, I've had my 15 minutes of fame, and I've been, you know, out in Hollywood. I've known a lot of famous people. And I remember Mel Gibson once said that being famous is like walking around with a skunk on your head. And I think that when you're going into something like this, the worst reason of all for doing it is that you want to be famous. The reason, if you really want to do radio, do it because you love it, do it because you want to innovate. And then every little nuance you will develop, you will become the best you can be when you don't worry about all the attention and all the fame and all the things that go, all the garbage that goes with that. So, and I think that's what Ian's clearly done here. Ian just did it because he loved it and he was into it and it was what he wanted to do his whole life. And I don't think he really worried about that, did you, Ian?
No, I didn't want to be famous. And that's one of the reasons why I never used my last name on the air, because I don't really want people to know who I am. I want to be someone who's a voice on the radio that they can listen to and be entertained by. But it's one of the reasons why my current picture isn't on the website. Instead, it's pictures of us at age 7 or 6.
Oh, I think it's like 4, isn't it?
Yeah, it was
whatever. It's kid pics. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't really care for the idea of being recognized and all of that. What is it about being famous, Cody, that you find attractive?
Well, you know, it's not all about being famous. Mostly, that was a lie. But you know, to be honest with you, radio for me is a passion. I love nothing more than talking to myself through a microphone for hours on end. It's what I want to be when I grow up. And, you know, I've told people around me that money is not the issue. It's doing what I love. I would much rather do something I love than, you know, being an accountant or something just
okay,
because
good.
I
That's
can.
Good that you have that mindset, because it's something that you need to understand right at the beginning of any career in radio.
Or any career anywhere.
Well, the money's not there up front. I mean, you could get a job as an accountant and immediately make more than you would. You probably make more as a trash collector than you would in radio. And in radio, they say, my mentor told me this, and I believe it's true, they say that you don't really start making any decent money until 10 to 15 years into your career. So it's a hard road to hoe.
My liberal friend is actually looking for a job. Is there any trash collector jobs open?
That's funny. Cody, do you have any other questions for your report?
No, that basically wraps it up.
Cody, get your podcast on dig.com. It's a good networking site, and people can vote for you there.
Very good, man. Good luck with your career. And
do you want to talk to my liberal friend?
Yeah, please. We do. Because you said he wanted to talk to us. I mean, presumably.
Yes.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Mike.
My name is Mike, and now Cody made me talk to you guys. But
well, we were talking about secession earlier. Did you want to address that?
I wanted to address secession because I believe one of the reasons the union was created was to provide for the common defense. I was wondering if it would probably be more realistic to maybe downsize the federal government rather than...
No, it's not really realistic. Now, you're a liberal, right?
Cody calls me a liberal, but...
Well, because I was going to say, usually liberals aren't...
Ian calls me a fascist, too.
Yeah, but usually liberals aren't... Normally, liberals are kind of opposed to the idea of having a big national defense, this huge military going around the world in
other countries.
Oh, yeah,
I'm opposed to, like, barging in on other countries' businesses and stuff like that. But as for providing for the common defense, I'm not opposed to that.
Well, is that what they're really doing right now? It seems like they're providing for the common offense.
That's why I ask, would it be more feasible to change the federal government, downsize it, and somehow try to reform it rather than abolish it or
succeed from it? I'm sort of that kind of, you know, reform the federal government kind of guy, too. I'm at the end of my rope as far as it goes. But
I know
it's
feeling.
Can you tell me the last time that the United States, you know, the states of the Union were attacked in a war?
I mean, if you think of one, you can only think of Pearl Harbor, and even that was
not a state.
It was questionable.
Yeah. At the time, it wasn't a state.
Right.
In fact, like, the only thing
Mexican-American War. It's been more than 150, it's about 150 years or so since we were attacked. I mean, providing for the common defense because of the geography of this wonderful country that we live in, which it's very unlikely that our the big red enemy to the north, Canada, is going to roll across the 47th parallel and take us over.
Yeah.
I think that we're probably better off with the militia plan that we had in this country for the first 50 years or so, where each state would have a militia of.
You can call it an army if you want. Yeah. I mean, if it was all the individual states, they could call it their military if they wanted to. I mean, do you think that there's anything inherently better about having bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. make decisions as to how to spend military dollars?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm not for any bureaucrats redistributing stolen money, I guess.
So would it be possible, Mike, for people to defend themselves without the federal government?
That's just the thing. People can defend themselves without the federal government, but at the same time, I believe it would provide a greater defense.
Why?
If there was a federal, because then everyone's kind of abided to this union to defend each other.
What does that mean exactly? Abided to the union?
Like, what I'm trying to say here is where all the states are part of a union. If one state is attacked, say, I don't know, by the giant enemy, Canada. Say Maine, for instance, New Hampshire would basically be right behind us. I mean, you could, I suppose if there was no union, there would be like smaller groups of states providing their own common defense.
Now, Mike, do you remember what happened in Hurricane Katrina a couple of years ago when a huge disaster occurred in New Orleans?
Yeah, everyone else.
People from all over the Union hopped in their cars, filled their trucks up with bottles of water, all kinds of supplies, and they drove to the point of the disaster. Do you think that Americans, the people of this continent would allow Maine to be attacked by Canada and not rush to their aid?
I don't know. I don't think I would rush to the aid of California.
They're a long, long ways
off. Who would?
What if everybody from east of the Mississippi, you know, a good portion of people east of the Mississippi rushed to the aid of Maine? I think they would.
Yeah, I mean, there's always hope.
Right, and the fact that you basically agreed with me there with my California comment goes to point out how asinine it is that everyone in Florida would somehow be expected to come to the aid of people that are literally half a world away living in California.
I guess my final question is, like, do you think providing for the common defense really, I mean, especially in this time, would you just say it was just outdated?
It doesn't seem to be very important considering the last time we were
attacked. Exactly. I mean,
well, now not to say that attack isn't an attack isn't a possibility, but I think when you really take a look at the motivations of government, whether we're talking about state or local or federal, but we're specifically talking about the federal government. When you look at their motivations, they're interested in protecting themselves. First and foremost, if they want to put they allegedly claim to be here to serve and protect you. But the fact is, if they decide they want to build a road through where your property is sitting, they're going to take your house and destroy your livelihood as a result of that. Presuming you wanted to stay in that house, they're going to take it and they're going to build that road right through. Same thing if they're defending the country from an attack, they're going to defend their military bases. They're going to defend the White House. They're going to defend Congress. But they don't care about you and your family. They're not going to come to your aid, just like they didn't didn't help anybody in any decent way down in New Orleans after Katrina. It was the private people that wanted to help, and the federal government told them no. And that's what the federal government does. It just gets in the way. Thanks for the call.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Once again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features that are there, you will find for free. And those include the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all being discussed for free at freetalklive.com. And you can get to BBS directly by going to bbs.freetalklive.com.
Lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order, FTLDiscount.com.
800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. So talk to Brian in Colorado on the AMP line. Hey, Brian.
Hi, my name is Brian, and I'm calling Republicans in my neighborhood to ask their opinions about the 2008 presidential election. Am I talking with Mark?
Yes.
I have a question for you, Mark. Just a single question. Sorry to bother you during dinner.
Don't eat dinner.
Oh. You're throwing off my script, man.
Go ahead.
If the Republican presidential election were held today, who would you likely vote for?
Well, what are my choices?
Yeah,
I can't really.
Evening.
Britney Spears? I'd vote for Ron Paul.
Brittany McRomney. So I got this call today, and I answered right away, Ron Paul, thinking I didn't know who this woman was calling me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, that's great. I'm so excited. Would you like to be a delegate, for Ron Paul? I said, well,
sure.
Yeah, but, what does it take? I mean, I travel a lot. I'm not going to be around. So she talked me into it, and I don't even have to be there to be nominated. But I'll be a delegate. We have caucuses here in Colorado. I don't know any of this stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does it mean to be a delegate anyway?
Well, there's a thing on February 5th, I think, which is a Tuesday.
Okay.
And I'm supposed to be there and be nominated. Now, someone else can nominate me. They'll find somebody to nominate me. And then she said that the Ron Paulians who are there will make sure that I get elected. And then at the Douglas County, our county, where we all get together on caucus night, I get to cast my vote for Ron Paul.
Sounds good.
So it's
not
a county
really a general.
Thing.
Yeah, a county by county, I guess, right.
Got it.
Just goes to show you it's not over yet.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, cool. I guess that's exciting news then, Brian. Congratulations.
Well, I got a list. Now, my job, I've got to find 8 to 20 people in my precinct who would vote for me to vote for Paul in February. So I got this big old list, and I've been calling people all night. And it's not very promising, frankly.
Now, wait a minute. Why do they have to vote? I'm confused. Why do you have to call these people?
I will call. They will vote for me. I need to find Ron Paul supporters who will come out to this. I think it's a school or something on February. I'm not sure when it is. The 19th or something.
Okay.
And, well, no, it is February 5th. They come out to the school and they vote for me to represent them and cast my vote.
Now, do these have to be registered Republicans, like party
yes.
members?
Yes, they have to be registered Republicans. You have to have registered a month ago.
Have you checked with your meetup group locally?
I haven't done that yet. I just got this list this afternoon, and I've been calling people, giving them that script every one of them.
So you're asking them who they support, and if they support Ron Paul, then you're asking them to vote for you at this little, what do they call it?
It's I don't know what to call it. It's a thing on February 5th.
A delegation or something? That's when they'll vote for you as the delegate?
Precinct caucus.
So if they vote for you as this delegate, then you move on and you can vote for Ron Paul in the bigger delegate thing. I wish I knew more of these terms.
Yeah, so the caucus is actually February 5th. Is that Super Tuesday?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's when the caucus is. That's when they will look around and decide, how many percentage, just like in Iowa, how many percentage each candidate got.
Mm-hmm.
And then I then become the one to go to the convention, the Republican convention, and say, I'm the one who votes, my precinct.
So you'd have to go to the Republican National Convention or the state convention?
The Colorado State Convention.
Got it. But that's only if you can find enough people to vote for you as the delegate.
Well, we need like 20 delegates. So certainly there will be at least one if it gets 5% of the vote, that will be at least one person. And the rest will be split among the other candidates. Or, we might get 5 or 20. Who knows?
That's so you get 20. An amount of delegates based on the percentage that Ron Paul gets in the caucus? This is so confusing. Are you guys following this?
I think I've tuned out. I don't really understand.
Hey, I'm not the expert. I got this thing today. I said, I'll do what I can. So I've just been calling people. So So the trick is, you call with this, you know, innocuous question, who would you vote for today, which Republican? And if they say Romney, you say, okay, thanks, I'll write you up. Mm-hmm. You know, don't come out to the caucus, in other words.
Yeah.
I don't want to encourage them to vote. But if they say undecided, I got a little script here that says, you know, did you know that Ron Paul is a 10-term congressman, a medical doctor, who's pro-choice and pro-family, yada, yada.
Makes sense.
You kind of ask them what their hot issues are. You know, is it the war? Is it abortion? Is it, you know, all this other stuff.
So what have you been hearing?
Where Paul, my neighbors are a bunch of warriors.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, they like security. you know, they hate brown people.
You know, eventually I'm going to call my parents and I'm going to ask them who they're voting for and why. And I don't even know what I'm going to hear. I imagine it's going to be the same crap you've been hearing.
Yeah, I'm getting about half are undecided.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest are McCain and Romney. Someone said Huckabee.
But the undecided people, are they in favor of the security state as well?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't know who the other ones are, because as soon as they say, you know, definitively somebody else, they say, okay, I'll put you down for McCain.
Mm-hmm.
But if they say, I'm not quite sure, you know, I don't know what's going on there, I say, well, you know, what are your hot issues? Is it abortion, whatever? And then I hit them with whatever their hot issue is.
Yeah.
But they all want to, you know, finish the job in Iraq.
It's madness. Yeah. Madness has infected these people.
Well, media propaganda has infected them. They've had that drilled in their head over and over and over, mm-hmm. by all the major news networks, and there's still a lot of people who get their news from newspapers and television.
Well, yeah, a couple of people said, so who are you voting for? Well, I don't know. I want to find out who has the best chance to win.
Oh, gee.
So, really?
I'm just gonna look at the other sheep and then go that way. That was even worse.
How do you respond
saying,
to that?
I'm going to vote for McCain.
Well, what would you say to those people? Okay.
Well, I'll just stay home. No, I always mention Ron Paul to people who haven't made up their mind yet.
Yeah.
And I say, you know, have you talked about Ron Paul? You know, he's a true conservative. And most of my neighbors are, you know, Goldwater or Reagan conservatives, which means pretty much like Ron Paul is, non-interventionists, you know, sound money, all that stuff. And so I hit him with that. But yeah, it's just so hard to get over the momentum that these other idiots have.
Wow. Well, Brian, good luck in your continued quest there in Colorado. I don't know if the responses would be any necessarily that much better here in New Hampshire. I'm sure the populace here is as ignorant of the true state of affairs in Washington. So there's a lot of work to be done, no doubt about it.
2008.
A lot of indoctrination to be overcome and eliminated, and it's no easy task that we have ahead of us. But thanks for being active out there, Brian, and thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. On the way. Speaking of the security state, government's terror definitions. Wayne, you've got some interesting details here. And we'll take your calls as well. Evan and Greg on the line. Your calls, if you make them. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus with a special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, toll-free number 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. The features we give away, including archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, just go and get them right there on the front page of the website, free for your downloading. Convenience at freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, it's happening June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to listen to concerts, enjoy some barbecue, and socialize around the fire with other liberty lovers. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Learn more at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. 800-259-9231. Going to your phone calls. We talk to Evan in Michigan. Evan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Evan, what's on your mind tonight?
Sorry, I'm just really nervous.
That's all right. That's what happens. I call in talk shows all the time. Not all the time, but I call the talk show this morning, and I still have to breathe really deeply to try to keep my voice from warbling and sounding really awful. So I still get that feeling. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. well, it's really your show and just the whole liberty movement that really got me. Gave me enough courage to call in because I feel so strong about it thanks to your show and Ron Paul and everything like that. And I just want to thank you guys for really introducing me to it because it makes so much sense and I don't really see why anybody would want to be otherwise, you know?
Yeah, well, the reason why they want to be otherwise is because they don't know about liberty, as you understand now, mm-hmm. that they've been indoctrinated. They've been told that that government is necessary to keep everything orderly and wonderful. And, you know, they've just been lied to, just like so many people have been lied to over history. In fact, governments have been with us for all of mankind, pretty much. So, you know, the idea that we're now coming even close to throwing off these controlling sickos is a wonderful concept.
Definitely. On that point, like, I'm actually a college student, and my roommate, I was talking to him about how I think the war on drugs needs to end, and he was like, "What are you talking about? I'd be totally wrong. What about all those drug dealers, all that stuff? That's going to be crazy, you know?" And I was like,
That's why they exist, because it's illegal.
Right, there wouldn't be any drug dealers.
Yeah, he was just like, it didn't compute with him for some reason that why would somebody want to end the drug war, you know, when the cops do so much good and... Or supposedly, you know. So.
What kind of a college student is this roommate?
I don't know.
He's majoring in law enforcement.
Yeah, well, I mean, most college kids, I think. Wouldn't you say most kids in college have smoked marijuana at least once?
Well, yeah, I haven't, but I know this kid has been, he was kind of like me. I was very sheltered most of my life, and so I didn't really know better until until this year, really. I was looking on iTunes and I just happened to see a show and I love like kind of like political like talk shows kind of, and I just happened to listen to it, and just like the first issue I liked when I heard it was like at least a high issue for me was healthcare. I thought that was a good thing, and up until that point when
healthcare
the show,
is a good thing. I mean, taking care of yourself is a good idea. You mean the free healthcare idea?
Healthcare. My bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, except it's because it's not really free, and people that actually believe it's free really are showing how indoctrinated they've become.
And the people who believe it's free are also creating excess demand for the product, which creates shortages.
Right. What I called in and was like, what is the libertarian viewpoint on like global warming and stuff like that? I mean,
it's a great question.
Care about it or?
Yeah, oh, of course. I mean, libertarians...
We don't believe it is. No, just kidding.
I want to drink polluted water. Yeah, libertarians want to drink clean water, and they want to breathe clean air. It's just that we understand that government, the same organization that is just botches everything it comes in contact with, is the last entity that we want keeping water clean and trying to protect our environment, in that we think that it's private property and people in the marketplace that will do a far better job than government will.
Yeah, and ever since the government took over control of the waterways have gotten more polluted because they've let the big corporate interests pollute at the expense of everybody else. Let's just say that your property or your house was bordering a river. If you owned your property line halfway across the river, and someone upstream from you polluted it, it came on the shores of your property, that was your property, you have legal recourse. You can sue their pants off. But when the government controls it, you can't do anything about it.
Right, and it's good that you brought up the big companies. It's funny listening to environmentalists call for more regulation. We need more government rules and more controls. And the fact is, the big corporations, the established companies, love that stuff because they've got their gaggle of lawyers that they'll send out to deal with the legislators on this and their lobbyists. And basically what will end up happening is they'll create this new legislation that's supposedly designed to protect the environment. And what it will really do is it'll protect the existing corporations from new competition by raising the level of it, the amount of costs it takes to start up in that particular business, and at the same time they're typically grandfathering in the old companies. So even if these new regulations were really going to clean something up, the companies that are already out there will get a pass. They'll they'll be allowed to, well, you've already got your facilities, we can only apply this, we can't apply this retroactively because that's the way the law works, and so they'll only apply to new companies entering the field, which means that very few new companies will bother because it's become too highly regulated for them to get into it. That's one of the reasons. And then there's the leasing of property by governments that just results in land being clear cut, strip mined, and generally completely disrespected. That's because it's government leasing land, not land that's actually being privately owned.
That's right. If you owned it, you wouldn't want that to happen to your property. So you'd want to go, if you were going to have your property logged, you'd want to have it selectively logged rather than clear cut, because you wouldn't want to depreciate the value of your property. But when you don't own it, you can just go in and, because you have a political favor or you know somebody in government, you can go in and clear cut it. You don't care what happens to land because it's not yours.
Mm. That makes sense?
Yeah, it does. Thanks a lot. I just was wondering about that because I've heard like different viewpoints on it. And I didn't know what really to believe, you know.
I have a suggestion for you for further research. If you're interested, do you like to read?
Yes.
Okay, good. Go to Ruart.com, Ruart, Ruart.com. It's Dr. Mary Ruart. She wrote one of the best books on liberty. It's called Healing Our World. And I know you're a college student, probably a poor college student. So I've got good news for you. The book's available in its entirety for free on her website. It's the 1990s version, but it's still packed full of good information. Yeah. And it's a brilliant book that really addresses the concerns from a concerns about the environment and about what about the poor people and many of these concerns that liberals tend to have. And of course, you're going to run into a ton of liberals in your college career. So it'll really give you the ammunition that you need to come up with some persuasive points to make to people that just, I mean, really, liberals for the most part, not the ones that are in power, but the rank and file liberals, really, they're some of the easiest people to convert to liberty because they're not all about law and order like the conservatives are. The liberals just want to help people. They see people that have been, victimized. They're having a tough time in life, and they just want to help them. So what they don't understand is that the government usually ends up harming the people it's supposed to be helping. And that's what Mary Ruart talks about so brilliantly in her book, Healing Our World. So I highly recommend that. It was one of the formative books for me in understanding liberty and really coming to grasp how when you try to control someone else, that you yourself will only end up being controlled. And she talks about these things to a great extent, and it's really easy to read, so I highly recommend it. And thanks for the call tonight, dude. I'm glad you found the show. 800-259-9231. In fact, Wayne, just as an aside, did you know that Dr. Mary Ruart actually studied as a, she was under the tutelage of Morris and Linda Tannehill, the authors of The Market for Liberty?
It doesn't surprise me because there's a lot of those ideas in the book.
Yep.
And I might add that the new post-9/11 version that's in print now is excellent. I have it, and it's even better. But the online version is enough to get you hooked, so you want to buy the hard copy.
Oh, totally. What did she put in, another 30 pages or something like that?
I don't know the exact.
A significant expansion.
I heard it was, and she updated a few things too.
Right, she updated the studies and the information.
And I love the quotes, some of the pertinent quotes along the sidebar on the pages in that book. The way the book is put together is brilliant.
800-259-9231. That would actually make it kind of hard to turn that into an audiobook because of all the quotes in the sidebar. Those are so valuable and so relevant to the passages that you're reading at that time. I want to turn that one into an audiobook, but it's almost perfect as it is. So, more on the way. You can take control. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul.
Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700, and let's take America back. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com. That's SpyVille.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features for free if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live. Go shopping with us at Amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. 41 categories to shop in. So many products. So many great deals. You know Amazon. They're huge. So you should buy some stuff there. Head over to Amazon.freetalklive.com and we'll get a cut. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com as we head over to the phone lines to talk to Greg in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Greg.
Hi, how are you? I'm a podcast listener for the last couple of months.
Excellent, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, let's see. I was listening yesterday's and I heard the vaccination talk, and I thought I'd call in with something that I think is the ultimate answer on the vaccine issue.
Okay,
I got into it when my wife and I were pregnant with our first issue, and there was a lot of compelling, yet still sort of circumstantial evidence. You know, you could see Jonas Salk's argument to Congress not to make it mandatory and universal for his polio vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a hold of the old 20th century infant mortality rates, you'll find things like pertussis dropped to near zero before the vaccine was available.
That's right.
But the ultimate kicker, back in 2003-2004 timeframe, UPI had put out a really good researched investigative article on this, and they found that the CDC, the board that determines what vaccines are going to go into the schedule, are legally allowed to take money from the vaccine manufacturers.
Yep.
All they have to do is announce it, disclose it, and you'll find that half the board either co-own the patent for the vaccine or something else, you know, getting paid directly or given grants. And so the appearance of evil is there. That alone right there should let you know there is an incentive and don't trust it.
Brilliant. Well said,
so,
sir.
I wish I could find the individual the items, like you have the hard proof, but I'm sure you could find it. UPI, they did a couple of good ones, including the autism MMR link and others. Mm-hmm. And thank you for letting me on your show.
Hey, dude, thank you for the call.
Thanks for that.
I was going to say, there's a good example of political entrepreneurship. But, you know, one of my best friends who I grew up with has a daughter who became autistic after receiving the MMR vaccination.
Mm.
And just a week or two before...
How old was she?
She was probably, it's been a long time. I would say probably 3.
Okay.
Somewhere in that. But I remember about a week or two before she had the vaccination, I was there at their house. I was interacting with her. I was holding her hand, and she was jumping on the trampoline. And, you know, she was a perfectly normal child. And then my friend and his wife told me that after she had this vaccination, she broke out in a fever and she had all of these classical symptoms. And then she was non-responsive and started displaying the classic signs of autism. Mm. And there's over 30 vaccinations now that are mandated that you're supposed to have before a child can go in school.
Seriously?
So did they try to sue the manufacturer?
Well, they're with a group, like a class action group, but it's not really getting anywhere because there's always all these compelling studies that are funded by you-know-who that say, no, it doesn't happen. But what they found is there's a substance called thimerosal, which is essentially mercury. Mm-hmm. Now, when you only had 12 vaccinations, maybe, it wasn't toxic enough to your body to actually affect you neurologically. But then when you make that number 30, it becomes more toxic and you've got more toxic stress to the body. That's how some people are explaining this. Mercury is not good. I mean, if you drop a mercury thermometer in your house, you got to call the men in the white suits to clean it up. I mean, that's how toxic it is.
A caller told us last night that it's a different sort of mercury, like ethyl mercury versus methyl mercury and that kind of thing. So I don't know. And in the same way that chloride gas is deadly, whereas
sodium
chloride salt is not.
Yeah. Well, I had an argument with my daughter's pediatrician when she was very young about the hepatitis B vaccination. And I said, I don't want her to have it. And he argued with me. I said, no. And not 2 weeks later, they came out and said, don't give it to children, under 6 months old. And then I went back the next time. I said, see, 2 weeks ago, you told me this was safe.
Wow.
Yeah. And
what did he say to that?
What do these guys
know? Nothing to say.
They just go to school and learn what they're told.
That's right.
They're just memorized the same way anyone else does. They don't know whether this stuff is true or not. They're not scientists in labs. They're not reading these studies. They're trying to treat kids and keep them healthy, which I can totally respect. They just may or may not be wrong, and your kid's health, the responsibility resides with you.
That's true.
Right. That's right. And something, a lot of these vaccinations they want to inject kids with are like chickenpox. That's not very deadly. In fact, it's better if you get chickenpox and you're immune for life. I had it when I was a kid. I had a lot of these things.
My understanding is about 100 to 150 people die worldwide from chickenpox.
That's nothing.
Right.
More people die from diarrhea.
So you have
a lot of people do.
Yeah, basically you have these industries who are using the guns of government to force people to use their product. That's what it comes down to. Let the market decide. And the market's saying, despite all the government assurances it's safe, they're saying, we don't want these vaccinations. And more people are saying no to them because of that, because the market knows.
Good. Well, that's what people should do, is when the government's making these absurd demands, they just need to say no. They need to find the courage to refuse to participate.
I've also listened to a lot of dissenting doctors, and doctors who dissent against the medical establishment are taking a big chance. A lot of them end up getting their licenses pulled and everything. But they'll tell you,
like a lawyer, that the lawyer steps out of line, he loses his license.
That's right. And they're when you find out all the crud that's in these vaccinations, besides the mercury, I mean, there's aluminum, there's all sorts of stuff. There's other dead viruses in there. I mean, it's just a big mess. And sometimes they make them up from pus from animals. I mean, it's crazy. If you actually study how they make these things and what's in them, you will not want to ever, ever put them in your body.
You know what Greg was saying about the following the money and looking at the people that are on this this board that approves these vaccines and finding out that they're actually stockholders or people with a significant share of the actual companies manufacturing them.
Sure.
That parallels what we've heard about the FDA
well. Yes, I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Right. The decision makers on the FDA in many cases are working with the pharmaceutical companies that are being regulated by the FDA. So this is so typical in government. And it's not just in the medical industry. It's in your local plumber's regulatory board, in your local restaurant board. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all the good old boy network, man. And we're all paying the price for it.
Before the American Medical Association was formed, homeopathic physicians outnumbered allopathic physicians by about 3-1 in this country in the 1800s, early 1900s. And when the AMA was formed, they slowly got people to adopt allopathic medicine, is what cut, burn, poison, which we have today.
I thought homeopathic medicine was that crap where they give you like a 1/10,000th of a dose of something, mm-hmm. and it's just ludicrous.
Well, it does work. It's based on sound science, and I've used it, and it does work.
Well, I've seen a video.
I've seen Dr. James Randi.
Dr. James Randi
pretty effectively refuting that.
It seemed like it to me.
Yeah. Well, they said the same thing about acupuncture. It's been around thousands of years, and it works. And people could say, well, that's all voodoo stuff, but it does work, and it's now been approved by the FDA as a medical instrument. And I've had it on me when I had a car accident, and I chose acupuncture.
A lot of people like acupuncture, that's for sure.
And I have friends who were homeopathic physicians, and I've used arnica, you know, when I've been hurt, let's say.
Well, you know, natural remedies shouldn't be confused with homeopathy.
But right, that's market, different. That's, I don't know if you're including natural remedies when you say homeopathic, because
No, herbal medicine is separate from homeopathic, but I do use homeopathic remedies sometimes. But again, let the market decide.
Oh, agreed.
There's definitely a need for drugs out there.
I'm not going to knock it if somebody says they've had a good experience, but at the same time, you know, you could be experiencing a placebo effect as well. That's frequently what people, a lot of the scam artists in the natural solution or natural remedy industry will utilize.
Sure.
I was just watching one of these YouTube videos on one of the silliest things. They have these little foot baths that they claim will suck the toxins out of the bottom of your feet. And really, it's essentially a process involving science in that there's some sort of, rust in the bottom of one of these things, and it combines with the salt water. There's some physics going on there to where this machine basically generates dark-looking water, and so it starts out clear. When they pour the water in, it's clear. You put your feet in there, and it progressively gets darker and darker. It's just a scientific process that's going on to make the victims, if you will, believe that they're having their toxins leached from their body, when in fact it's complete bunk. So there's so much bunk out there, and the existence of the bunk completely points out to people, it should point out to you that the FDA isn't out there protecting you. The FDA is not out there looking out for you. There's all kinds of crap in the marketplace, and you need to be, you know, caveat emptor, buyer beware.
Sure.
Do the research before you get into this stuff.
A lot of people would say that the conventional medicine has a lot of the same bunk in it, too.
I would agree.
You know,
yeah.
It's just officially sanctioned bunk that makes somebody a lot of money. But you have to always
be
skeptical.
You don't necessarily need the surgery they're telling you you need.
That's right. Or the drugs, in some cases, or the whatever it might be. It tends to be very invasive. And let's just say that homeopathic remedies are placebo effect, and it works for you. Well, what's wrong with that? It's better than poisoning yourself.
Nothing's wrong with that at all.
Yeah, I was going to say that there is a lot of third-party independent research on homeopathics, and they do work quite well. Like, there's one for the flu you can get in any store. Try it sometime when you feel like you're coming down the flu.
I did once, and I didn't, you know, really feel like I got anything out of it, but who knows? You know, the flu, it's gonna go when it goes, and it's hard to know.
800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. We're continuing here in moments with hour number three of the show. You can call in about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIBDOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIBDOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.